Abortion is a symptom of a society with no proper education. There has to be treatment of the cause of these symptoms, which means proper education has to be put into place. Until then, not only will the abortion issue be a symptom of an uneducated society, but also a source of ongoing karmic suffering. And it doesn't matter whether you're male or female, everyone's affected by this. And the leaders of society are also implicated because under their rule, the citizens are acting sinfully. For me, it's really hard to call it an abortion. It's really painful because it's the killing of a child in the womb. And trying to put a more neutral name on it only serves to try to minimize the importance of what's really being done. I can't find any record of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Swami Prabhupada, ever using the term abortion. He called it what it was, killing the child in the womb of the mother. In Western society, there is no education regarding either moral culture or karmic reaction. There's no education as to the proper use of sex life, the sacredness of it, moral principles in general, and sense control with God at the center. There's no education about the reaction to killing and eating the cow and the bull. Mostly everyone is schooled in perversity, hedonism, how to be a useful tool for the capitalist elite from a very young age. Practically all the institutions and organizations that give some lip service to the ideals of morality and chastity, they have no potency to change the lives of their followers because there's no role model. And there's no understanding that every action creates some kind of reaction. The lives of the leaders, for the most part, are filled with hypocrisy. The behaviors that come from lack of proper training can't be mitigated by any government ruling. If there's not an educated and moral society, there's still going to be rampant illicit sex life with or without birth control, and no amount of government legislation of the symptom will have any effect. There has to be a change in consciousness. There has to be an opportunity for higher pleasure than sex life, which only the development of spiritual life can give. The other relevant issue here is cow killing. The cow gives us milk and is therefore mother, and if we kill her, the result is that the cow killer comes back to be killed by mother, never seeing the light of day for many births. Thou shalt not kill includes the humans, the animals, and even the unborn child in the womb. How can we be happy if we can't follow even such a simple commandment? How can we claim happiness when we're acting so sinfully? The cow is not an ordinary animal. An entire society can be based on her proper care and utilization. There's an introductory video series that I did. It's on purelyprabhupada.com. An introductory series to spiritual life, and there are 8 videos, and the discussion of the role of the cow in society is discussed in number 8. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 17, text 166, it's stated, "Cow killers are condemned to rot in hellish life for as many thousands of years as there are hairs on the body of the cow." So cow killers include the person who raised the cow for slaughter, the actual butcher, the transporter, the packer, the cook, the eater, anyone involved in the process of cow killing. To be a child in the womb, killed over and over again by the mother, is certainly one of the hellish punishments for killing mother cow. Srila Prabhupada was giving a class in Los Angeles. It was May 17, 1970, And he was specifically discussing Sri Ishopanishad Mantra 11, and he made the following points in his lecture. So death means sleeping of this body. As soon as this body becomes old enough, useless, somehow or other, then the soul does not come back again to this body. He accepts another body, just like changing dress. So actually, if you take sleep as death, as sleep is temporary, a few hours, similarly, this death means sleeping for a few months. That's all. The child in the womb of the mother sleeps unconscious, and when the body is made up, he has got his hands, legs, eyes, everything manufactured. Then consciousness comes back, and that time the child moves and desires to come out and praise. One who is advanced in his previous life, he understands, oh, I am again put into this condition. I did not utilize my life for Krishna consciousness. Therefore, I am again put into this condition. It is very risky. Don't try to go again into the womb of the mother. It is very, I mean to say, distressful, packed up. We all forget this. Sometimes the child is killed by the modern civilization. The most sinful child does not see the light. It is being killed from one womb to another womb. You see, this is going on. Those who are killing this, using these pills, they will be put into that womb, and they will never see light, and from womb to womb they will be transferred. Horrible life, ghostly life. So these are nescients. People do not know, and they are advancing. I am civilized. What nonsense civilization you have got. Try to understand this Vedic knowledge, then your life will be successful. Otherwise, if you remain in the darkness, then this human form of life is important. Why? And he references the book that he was giving the lecture from, and he said, this book is meant for the human beings, not for the cats and dogs and animals. This Isopanishad, the Vedic knowledge, this Krishna consciousness movement, it is meant for human beings. So if we do not take advantage of this knowledge and keep ourselves into darkness of animal life, then you are doomed. In Dallas, on March 3, 1975, Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture. And he said, so these children, Komara Acharet Pragyo Dharman Bhagavataniha. He was quoting Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 6th chapter, the first verse. That is Prahlad Maharaja's instruction, that you produce children as much as you can train them to become eternally family members of Krishna. That is spiritual contraceptive. Don't produce children like cats and dogs. This is our philosophy. If you can produce Krishna-conscious children, produce 100 children. There is no objection. But if you cannot do that, then either don't produce children or produce children as much as you can manage. This is Krishna philosophy. Our philosophy is not simply negation. It is positive. They, general people, they are unnecessarily producing children, then cannot manage. So they are adopting so many sinful activities, so much so that they are now killing their own child within the womb and becoming implicated in sinful activities and prolong the life in this material world very miserably. Just see the miserable condition of the child, baby within the womb. It is in the mother's womb, and the mother, at the advice of the doctor, is killing. Why? Because that child, now it is child, he did it. He killed so many other children in his previous life. Now he is being killed, not only in one womb, but he will enter another womb. He will be killed. As many children he has killed, he will be killed in this way. And Prabhupada says something very beautiful, referring to Krishna's family. He said, so long there is sinful life, you cannot be allowed to enter into Krishna's family. That will not be allowed. And our goal is to return to Krishna's family, so we have to become educated and give up sinful life. In a discourse that Srila Prabhupada was giving on Srimad Bhagavatam in February of 1973 in New Zealand, he was discussing the sixth canto, first chapter, verse 13, 14, and 15. And the main idea of these verses is that sense control is essential for progress in spiritual life. And he reminded us, this is the chance, human form of life, to practice this and cure the disease of the repetition of birth, death, old age, and disease. He went on to explain, this is not our condition of life to die or to take birth. Things have come to such horrible condition that birth has become also very much risky. One child, one living entity, takes birth in the womb of a human being, and that child is being killed by the conspiration of the mother and the doctor. This is going on. Without any hesitation, the mother is agreeing to kill the child, and the doctor is killing. And the small child, because it has taken birth in that womb, he is subjected to so many tribulations. After all, again, death. Just see, birth and death. The human civilization is coming to such horrible condition that mother is killing the child. Naturally, even the tigress has got motherly affection. The cubs, small tiger cubs, playing on the back of the mother, and she is patting. This natural tendency for raising or forgetting children, child, there is even in the tigress. But human civilization is coming to that stage that it is lesser than the tigress. But whatever it may be, the real thing is that our disease is janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. And Prabhupada is quoting from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, text 9. We have to stop this disease, simply repetition of birth and death and disease. If we tolerate, you can tolerate. But suppose if I become that child who is being killed by the conspiration of the mother and the doctor, so would I like? This is tribulation. It is going on by nature's law. That child which has taken birth in that womb is not allowed to come out of the mother's womb. He is being killed within the womb, and again he enters another womb. There also he may be killed again. This is the law of nature going on. But they do not know, they do not care. They think that this child is being killed. I am safe. But you may also be put into, because death is there. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. As soon as death is there, you have to accept another body. And Prabhupada continues, so people are in so ignorance. The so-called material civilization, simply in darkness. Very horrible civilization at the present moment, we think. Simply darkness. They do not know the laws of nature. They do not know what is living entity, what is soul, what is God, how things are going on, how nature's law is working. Nothing of the sort. Simply like animals, eat, drink, be merry, and enjoy, that's all. This is going on. Very horrible civilization at the present moment. And this Krishna consciousness movement is the only movement to enlighten them, to come to your senses. Don't be carried away by the laws of material nature. So Prabhupada's made some very heavy statements, very serious, nothing to be taken lightly. But there's always a chance. Krishna always gives a chance. So if you've already had an abortion, or if you've been implicated in the killing and eating of mother cow, not knowing the karmic implications, don't lose heart, don't be despondent. Krishna is very kind. In the last chapter of Bhagavad Gita, as it is, he gives us the chance. Verse 66 of the 18th chapter, spoken by Lord Krishna himself, and he states, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me, I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Srila Prabhupada explains in his purport to this verse that the Lord promises protection to one who surrenders unto him. The second paragraph of Srila Prabhupada's purport reads as follows. In the 8th chapter, it was said that only one who has become free from all sinful reactions can take to the worship of Lord Krishna. Thus, one may think that unless he is free from all sinful reactions, he cannot take to the surrendering process. To such doubts, it is here said that even if one is not free from all sinful reactions, simply by the process of surrendering to Sri Krishna, he is automatically freed. There is no need of strenuous effort to free oneself from sinful reactions. One should unhesitatingly accept Krishna as the supreme savior of all living entities. With faith and love, one should surrender unto him. Just add Krishna to your life. The process is simple. You can remain in your occupation and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The name Krishna means the most attractive person. The Lord and his name are non-different. A person who becomes attracted to Krishna is most fortunate, and his or her future becomes very bright. Of this, there is no doubt.